I'm now joined with Indian student Anjali Sharma to speak about the brutal attack on her and her friend Jack Ruth by a gang of teenagers at St. Stephen's Green on the evening of Monday, 19th of July. Good afternoon, Anjali. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon.
First of all, Anjali, I have to say, you know, I'm so sorry to hear about what happened. It must have been traumatising for you. And if you don't mind, just to start off, tell us a bit about yourself. What part of India are you from?
I'm from New Delhi.
Okay, very nice. And when did you come to Ireland?
I came here in September 2019.
And you've completed your degree, now waiting for graduation ceremony. What did you study?
I studied a master's in cloud computing.
Oh, very good. Was it your initial intention to perhaps eventually settle here in Ireland for good before the incident happened, of course?
Yeah, that's right. I came here just like, you know, I wanted to settle here because I wanted to explore more. But after the incident, I'm quite like, you know, scared.
Yes, and that's very understandable. So if you're feeling up to it, Anjali, may I ask you to describe what happened on that evening in St. Stephen's Green from what you can recall?
Yeah, so it was Monday, 19th of July, 8:30 in the evening. I just came back from my work and we were just sitting in the park, Stephen's Green. And it was so crowded, so I think 8:30 the park closed. So the security guy came to us and he asked us to leave the park because he was closing it. So we were just walking near the entrance and there were like so many people. But I saw a group coming from behind, like a teenager group, and they were all drunk. So I asked my friend that we'll just walk away from here because they're already like making a mess at the back. But we were just walking and they came from the behind and started punching my friend first. And then there was somebody, he did something to my bag, and that just to check what is it, I turned around and somebody threw a can of a drink on my right eye. And it was like full of it. It was not empty can, it was a full can. So it hit like so hard that after the hit, I couldn't recall anything. I was just in so much pain and I thought that my eye is gone because it was all swollen in like 2 minutes.
And I think you were dizzy and you lost sight for...
Yeah, I couldn't see
quite
like
a number
for
of minutes.
It was like about two hours. I couldn't open my eyes at all.
So, Anjali, from what you can remember, there were approximately 7 to 8 teenagers in the gang and they appeared to be 15 to 17 year olds, some of whom were girls.
They were I think 3 girls and 4 boys and they were all like 15 to 18 age, not more than that.
Okay, and if you don't mind, tell us more about your eye injury, how painful it has been for you and how serious it is in terms of vision for the future.
Like in the starting, I thought I just lost it because I couldn't open my eye at all. But when the security guard came and he checked my eye and then he cleaned it and he gave me an ice pack. So after 2 hours, I was about to like just a bit open my eye and I could see just a bit, but blur visions. But after that, we have gone to the hospital and we had to wait for like 4 or 5 hours. And then I got it checked and they referred me another doctor the next day. I got it checked thoroughly. He asked me to like read the words, alphabets, everything. But after checking it all thoroughly, he told me that you have a retinal bruise that can like, if it heals, it's good. But if it didn't heal, then it can affect your vision in future.
And you also sustained 6-inch bruises to your shoulder. Would that
be
right?
Yeah, that's right. But I don't know about that because I think it happened after my eye thing or before that because it was so rush. I couldn't understand when did it happen. But I checked it later when there were trying to help me. Some girl tried to take my bag from me just to make me relax. And then I could feel the pain. Then I saw that there is a big bruise on my shoulder as well.
And tell us more about Jack Ruth's injuries and how difficult it has been for him to eat ever since the incident.
He was not able to eat like for I think 7 days straight because he had bleeded like for 2 hours straight. They punched him in his mouth and his gums all were like teeth and everything was bleeding for 2 hours.
And I believe he could only eat soup or drink juice.
Yeah, he
for
was
about
like
seven
drinking.
Days.
Yeah, right.
Can you recall any of the attackers make reference to racism during the incident?
Racism, not really, but yeah, they were like, you know, shouting from the back that ruin her face or something like that. There was a girl shouting that.
Okay, so we know that at least 2 calls were made to 999 by other people in the park who witnessed the incident, requesting for the police to arrive and an ambulance as well. When did the police actually arrive?
They arrived like after 1.5 hour. We waited for 1.5 hour.
I see. How helpful were the police when they eventually arrived? Were they sympathetic, concerned and reassuring?
What I would say, they were like not helpful at all, because I asked them, because I was in so much pain. So I asked them like, is there any ambulance coming or not? So they were like simply said that we don't work for ambulance, we don't know.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So have the police come back to you since the incident, you know, to let you know more about their investigation, progress from CCTV footage and so on?
I think they called me after a week on Friday and called me on Wednesday at the PS station again, just to give me a formal complaint. And on Wednesday, just after the incident, it happened on Monday, and I have gone to the PS station on Wednesday just to get the pulse number or complaint number. But the guard working there, he told me that the other guards you contacted that day, they're not working today. But in real, those guards were working that day as well, because when he called me again, he told me that.
Okay. And what's your personal view, Anjali, on how the police have handled the situation on the evening of the incident and also since?
It was not good at all. It was so bad and so slow. They came so late, and after that as well, they were not helpful at all. So I don't trust them at all.
Okay. Did they ever mention that they will check out some CCTV footage and get back to you?
Yeah, they mentioned it, but no, they didn't like told anything about it now.
So with serious injuries and after such a horrific incident, both of you waited for up to 2 hours, but the ambulance never arrived. So the two of you then decided to take a bus to St. James's Hospital A&E. Would that be right?
Yeah, that's right. That's correct.
How long did you have to wait in the A&E to be seen?
Okay, so when I went there, they asked me to wait. Then after 15 minutes, there was a nurse. She checked me and gave me some painkillers. And then asked me for wait again, and I had to wait like 3 hours or 4 hours straight just to get it checked.
Okay, so do you feel that if the ambulance had arrived on the scene in the first place, perhaps then you may have been attended to by hospital staff much sooner? You know,
yeah.
As the saying goes, if you get in the back door, you get priority treatment.
Yeah, that's what I think. That's why I was waiting for the ambulance, but it didn't arrive at all.
Has anything like this ever happened to you before, Anjali, here in Dublin?
No.
Okay, and before in India?
No, in India, nothing happened at all, no.
And how are you now feeling physically, your eye and shoulder? The medication is working?
It's working, but it's like very slow and it will take time. As the doctor said, it will take about 1 month or 2 months to get it full recover.
Okay, and obviously, I'm sure you must be feeling very worried and stressed since the incident.
Yeah, I couldn't even sleep properly. It's just so bad. I sometimes, you know, scary dreams. I see the scary dreams, and in the morning even, while walking to my work, I feel so scared.
Yes, you probably find yourself looking over your shoulder all the time and assessing people around you as you're walking.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear that. It must be very stressful and worrying for your family as well back in India.
Yeah, they got to know about it the same day, and my mom was so worried. She was like crying and she wanted me to like come back home very as soon as possible.
Okay, but you're going to hang around until you get your graduation.
Yeah, I have to wait for it, yeah.
By the way, you had been working part-time since completing your studies, but of course not for a while since the incident. Have you gone back to work yet?
Yeah, I started working after just 5 days of the incident.
And by the way, Jan Kruth is also in a similar situation. He's probably back to work as well, is he?
Yeah, he's back to work as well, yeah.
Oh, okay. So when is your graduation ceremony?
It's in December.
Oh, okay. So it's just a few months away. It's not too bad. Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, have you now decided to return to India after the ceremony for good, or will you ever come back?
Like, yeah, I want to go to India for a while, but as I had plans to stay in Ireland for long and, you know, be here as a citizen, get the citizenship, but now I think it's not safe and I won't go for it. I'll go to some other country.
Okay. So finally, Anjali, what are your views now in relation to living in Dublin compared to how you felt prior to the incident itself?
Like in the starting, I thought it's like very safe because I used to roam around in the night as well. But after the incident, I think the laws are not good here for teenagers. They don't do anything about it. They can just hit you and get away from it because there is no investigation going on it. And I don't think it's safe at all.
Okay, and does this type of thing happen with teenage gangs in India?
No, not at all. They can't hit you, and if they hit you, the public, like the people around you, they won't spare them. But they don't hit you at all.
Well, I have to say, Anjali, you're very brave to come on here and speak about the incident. Most people wouldn't be up for it, to be honest with you. And I have the utmost admiration for you. And again, so sorry to hear about what happened to yourself and Jank Ruth. Hope both of you can now recover well and quickly and also get justice. So we leave it there for today, unless, of course, there's anything else you'd like to mention.
No, that's okay.
All right. Anjali, thanks again for joining us. All the very best to you and do take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, that was Indian student Anjali Sharma talking about the brutal attack by a gang of teenagers at St. Stephen's Green on the evening of Monday, 19th of July.